This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So, how are you feeling about the economy? Feeling good? Feeling okay? Because according to our latest consumer sentiment survey, despite having a lot of things to feel worried about, like, oh, I don't know, news of this highly contagious variant and rising inflation rates, consumers, people like me and you, don't appear to be all that shaken. The latest consumer sentiment numbers are out today from the Conference Board, which, you know, as we say a lot in this program, is an important thing to track. And this month, consumer confidence even ticked up a bit. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher gets us going.
What's surprising to John Lear of Morning Consult is just how little consumers seem to be fazed by Omicron.
Consumer confidence is actually up.
And Lear says with each COVID wave or new variant, consumer confidence is less reactive. And he says the vaccines factor in.
Vaccinations have been tremendously helpful in driving consumer confidence.
And he says consumers' outlook is boosted by the fact that businesses remain open even as cases rise.
It's this broader movement of growing resilience.
That's true for software engineer Adam Ondon in Seattle. These days, he's not as freaked out by COVID news like he once was.
Now it feels manageable. It feels like COVID protocols are now just sort of part of our day-to-day life.
In other words, he'll mask up and take Omicron precautions, but those actions feel more like an extra step.
Like, oh, we're going to go drive up to the mountains. Make sure you've got your chains in your car and all your cold weather gear.
Still, even if consumer confidence rose this month, Sharon O'Halloran, political economy professor at Columbia, says uncertainty still lingers.
We still have significant inflation that is taking place. We still have significant supply chain disruptions. We have gas and food costs at significantly high levels.
And that's why O'Halloran says consumer confidence is still nowhere near as high as it was right before the pandemic. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.